Well, good morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and get started this morning.
Buenos días a todos. Vamos a empezar esta mañana.
Today we're finishing our series on the Acts of the Apostles, part 2.
Y hoy estamos acabando la lección de los Hechos en los Apóstoles, segunda parte.
Next Sunday we'll be getting a series on Solomon.
Y la otra semana vamos a empezar la serie de Salomón.
But today we're going to finish the Acts of the Apostles, part 2.
Pero hoy vamos a acabar los Hechos de los Apóstoles en segunda parte.
And so if you have the Radiant Life book, we're in lesson number 7 in the English.
Y si tienen el libro de estudios, estamos en la lección número 7 en español, en inglés.
And in Spanish, it's lesson number 20.
Y en español es la lección número 20.
And the title of the lesson today is Committed to the Gospel.
Y el título de la lección de hoy en día es comprometiéndonos con el Evangelio.
If you want to follow along with the Bible this morning, turn to the book of Acts chapter 27.
Y si nos quieren seguir en la Biblia, síganos en el Hechos capítulo 27.
And that's where we will be this morning.
Y ahí es donde vamos a estar.
And so let's go ahead and open in prayer.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, we do ask that you would bless our Sunday school lesson as well as the whole service this morning. We pray that, Lord, from your word you would speak into our hearts. Lord, we come and we gather to worship you and to give you praise. And so we ask that you would minister to our hearts as we minister to yours. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen, amen. Amen. Committed to the gospel.
Comprometidos con el evangelio.
In this particular study, we've been focusing in on the ministry of the Apostle Paul.
En este estudio estamos enfocados en el Evangelio de Pablo.
And the Apostle Paul, as we're going to see today, was committed to the gospel.
Y como vemos aquí, el apóstol Pablo estaba comprometido con el evangelio.
He was determined to go all the way.
Él estaba dispuesto a acabarlo hasta el final.
And that's the way we should be.
Y esa es de la forma en que nosotros debemos de ser.
And so our central truth this morning is this.
La verdad central de esta mañana es esta.
Followers of Christ may be called to herald the gospel in difficult places and circumstances.
Los seguidores de Cristo podrían ser llamados a anunciar el evangelio en lugares y circunstancias difíciles.
And this is one of the realities of proclaiming the gospel.
Y esta es una de las realidades donde cuando tú estás proclamando la palabra.
You and me as followers of Jesus.
Usted y yo como seguidores de Jesús.
Will at times be called upon to share the gospel in difficult places.
Va a haber algunos tiempos donde vas a ser llamado a ir a predicar el evangelio en lugares difíciles.
Sometimes it can be just sharing the gospel and living the gospel before our neighbors.
Puede ser que tú estés diciendo o proclamando el evangelio a tus vecinos.
Praying over our meals before our coworkers.
Puedes orar por la comida con tus trabajos, con tus compañeros de trabajo.
But sometimes it's in difficult places that we share the gospel.
Pero algunas veces son lugares muy difíciles que tenemos que proclamar la palabra.
Either way, we must be committed to the gospel.
De cualquier forma, tenemos que estar comprometidos al evangelio.
And what we're going to see today is that the apostle Paul shared the gospel in difficult circumstances.
Y lo que estamos viendo aquí es que el apóstol Pablo, él predicó la palabra en situaciones difíciles.
Let's look at our key verse.
Vamos a ver el versículo clave.
It is Acts chapter 28, verses 30 through 31.
Es Hechos 28, del 30 al 31.
Does anybody want to read the key verses? Acts 28, verses 30 through 31. Amen. Brother Pedro, in Spanish.
Hechos 28, del 30 al 31. Pablo permaneció 2 años enteros en una casa alquilada. Y recibía a todos los que a él venían predicando el reino de Dios y enseñando acerca del Señor Jesucristo abiertamente y sin impedimento.
Now the Apostle Paul, as we're going to see,
aquí miramos como Pablo,
and as we've seen already as well,
y como lo hemos visto ya,
he proclaimed the gospel facing persecution and difficult circumstances.
Él proclamaba el evangelio aún él siendo seguido, perseguido.
While Paul was on his way to Rome,
cuando él iba camino a Roma,
and eventually made it to Rome, as we'll see,
y eventualmente cuando llegó a Roma,
while there he stayed in a rented house.
Cuando él llegó ahí, él estaba alquilando un cuarto.
In the King James, it would say a hired house, but it means a rental.
Okay.
And while there, he was free to receive as many people as he wanted to.
Y él podía recibir a cuanta gente viniera a él.
Even though he was chained to two Roman officials.
Aunque él estuviera atado al lado de dos carceleros,
he was allowed to welcome guests into this house.
Él era permitido que recibiera visitas.
And so, as we can see, these are difficult circumstances.
Y como ustedes pueden ver, estas son situaciones difíciles.
He wasn't even able to go to the restroom alone.
Él no era permitido ir al baño solo.
And he was in this kind of circumstance for 2 years.
Y él estuvo aquí en esta circunstancia por 2 años.
And for those 2 years, he continued to teach and preach the gospel.
Y por esos 2 años, él siguió predicando la palabra.
And so, Paul was committed to the gospel.
Pablo estaba comprometido al evangelio.
Now, God had his hand on Paul's life.
Pablo tenía la mano en el Señor.
And God's hand was upon him not only in the times that he was free.
Y la mano del Señor estaba con Pablo, estuviera libre o no.
But he was also with Paul even when he was in prison.
Y también estaba con Pablo aunque estuviera en la prisión.
How many of you are grateful that God is with us no matter what we find ourselves in?
¿Cuántos de ustedes están alegres de que el Señor está con ustedes en cualquier situación?
Paul understood this.
Pablo entendía esto.
And so even though Paul was falsely accused,
y aunque Pablo fue acusado falsamente,
Paul had appealed to Caesar.
Y Pablo había apelado a César.
You remember last time we talked about how they had apprehended Paul. They were ready to tear him up.
Si ustedes se acuerdan cuando estábamos mirando aquí, cuando ellos estaban listos para destrozarlo.
Sadly, there in Jerusalem, they didn't like Paul.
Tristemente, ahí en Jerusalén no lo querían.
So after he was saved out of this chaos with the help of Roman soldiers,
y después de que él fue salvado de todo este caos, por dos soldados de Roma,
Paul would be accused.
Pablo había sido acusado.
And when he was accused falsely by the Jews,
y cuando Pablo fue acusado falsamente por los judíos,
eventually claiming his Roman citizenship,
eventualmente él clamó su ciudadanía de romano.
He would appeal to Rome. In other words, he would end up standing trial as a Roman citizen there in Rome.
Cuando él apeló, él fue apelado por la parte de los romanos.
And so they would have to take Paul from Israel all the way to Rome.
Y ellos tenían que llevar a Pablo de Jerusalén o hasta Roma.
And so that's what we're going to see today.
Y eso es lo que vamos a ver hoy en este día.
Part number one is Paul's voyage to Rome.
Parte número uno, el viaje de Pablo a Roma.
And the first part is traveling as a prisoner.
Y la primera parte es el viaje de un prisionero.
Now, we're going to notice today there's a lot of long readings this morning.
Y aquí vamos a ver que tenemos muchas largas lecturas aquí hoy en día.
So some of them we'll read, some of them we won't.
Algunas vamos a leer, algunas no.
But what we're going to see is Paul was traveling as a prisoner.
Lo que vamos a ver aquí es que Pablo estaba viajando como prisionero.
Look at chapter 27, verses 1 through 12, and I'll read this.
Vamos a Hechos 27, del 1 al 12.
And it says, when it was decided that we should sail into Italy, they handed Paul to some other prisoners over to a centurion of the Augustan regiment named Julius. Boarding a ship from Adramyttium, they put out to sea, meaning to sail along the coasts of Asia. Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, was with us. And you'll notice that it mentions us there. Now remember, Luke was the writer of the Gospel of, or the Book of Acts. Luke wrote this, and this tells us that Luke was traveling with Paul, okay? So he says, this Macedonian was with us. Verse 3, the next day we landed at Sidon, and Julius treated Paul kindly and gave him leave to go with his friends and be given care. From there we put out to sea and sailed under the lee of Cyprus, and because of the winds were against us. Sailing across the Sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, the city of Lycia. There the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing to Italy, and he put us on board. We sailed slowly for many days and arrived with difficulty off Cnidus. And as the wind did not allow us to proceed, we sailed under the lee of Crete off Salome. Sailing past it with difficulty, we came to a place called Fair Havens near the city of Lycia. As much time had been lost, and the voyage was now dangerous because of the Day of Atonement was already over, Paul advised them, saying, "Men, I perceive that this voyage will be with injury and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but of all, also of our lives." But the centurion was persuaded more by the captain and the owner of the ship than what Paul said. Since the harbor was not suitable to winter in, the majority decided to sail on from there. If somehow we might reach Phoenix, a harbor in Crete, facing southwest and northwest, and winter there. And so what we're seeing here is Paul's journey to Rome.
Y lo que miramos aquí es el camino hacia Roma de Pablo.
Paul wasn't the only prisoner that was traveling here on these ships.
Pablo no era el único prisionero que estaba en este barco.
But he's put into the charge of this centurion named Julius.
Pero el que estaba encargado de este viaje era este soldado nombrado Julius.
And what we see here with Julius is that he actually favors Paul.
Y lo que miramos aquí de que este soldado favorizaba a Pablo.
Kind of reminds you of Joseph when he was in prison.
Nos recuerda como a José cuando estaba en prisión.
There's something about a man and woman who walks with God.
Hay algo de estos hombres que caminan con Dios.
How God will give you favor.
Como Dios te da favor.
Even if it's in prison.
Y aunque sea en prisión.
Amen.
Amen.
God will favor us.
Dios nos va a favorecer.
And so Paul has found favor with Julius.
Y Pablo encontró favor con Julius.
And what we see in verse 3 is he actually gives Paul some freedom.
Y como miramos aquí en el versículo 3, este soldado le dio libertad a Pablo.
Even though he was a prisoner, he was allowed to spend time with friends.
Y aunque él era prisionero, le dio la oportunidad de que él pudiera hablar con sus amigos.
And they would help Paul and provide for him and take care of him.
Y andaban ayudando a Pablo y las ayudaba a proveer.
But what we see is that this journey is being dictated by the weather.
Y lo que miramos también aquí es que este viaje estaba siendo dictado por las tempestades.
And what we see is the weather is sometimes contrary, so they have to go a different route, but they're on their way to Rome.
Y yendo el camino a Roma, ellos, las tempestades los hacían que fueran a otra dirección.
And so in this graphic, let me show the other one. You can kind of see the journey of the Apostle Paul. This kind of like yellowish looking one here, kind of greenish one. I don't know if you can see it right here. You all see that little line, kind of squiggly lining going all the way to Rome? You all see that? That is Paul's journey.
Ahí como lo miran en el gráfico, ese es el viaje de Pablo hacia Roma.
And so they're traveling slowly. They're wasting even some time, but they eventually stop along this area of Lydia here. They end up coming and stopping along, but they end up under Crete here. And you can kind of see, if you squint maybe, that it says Fair Haven there.
Dice, miran ahí cómo estuvieron las paradas en Licia y también ahí en...
It's a town called Fair Haven in Crete. And so as they're on their journey, they're losing some time because of the weather.
Y en el viaje ellos estaban perdiendo el tiempo por las tempestades.
And so because they're traveling in between the time of November and March.
Y porque ellos estaban viajando en los tiempos de noviembre a marzo.
At this time, Paul and his own associates have been fasting.
En ese tiempo, Pablo y sus seguidores, ellos estaban ayunando.
That all the more makes them weak because they don't have any food.
Y eso los hacía muy débiles porque no tenían comida en sus cuerpos.
And so before they move forward from this place of Fair Haven right in here,
y antes de que ellos se movieran de este lugar,
Paul warns them that there is going to be loss if we continue.
Pablo les había advertido que iba a haber pérdidas del contenido que tenían ahí y de gente.
He says, I'm perceiving that we're going to not only lose the ship and cargo, but even our own lives if we continue.
Él está presintiendo de que iban a perder todo lo que estaba en el barco, pero que también podían perder las vidas.
What do you all think about that?
¿Qué piensan de eso?
If you were the one in charge of that ship, would you listen to a prisoner like Paul?
Si ustedes fueran encargados de ese barco, ¿le hicieran caso a Pablo?
And so what we end up seeing is that the majority of them side with the captain of the ship.
Y lo que miramos aquí es que la mayoría de los que estaban en el barco
and
le dieron la razón al capitán.
And they decide to continue.
Y ellos decidieron continuar.
Brother Brad, did you have a question? Ooh, that's a good question. It was pretty long because Rome is way up in over here. So you figure they're traveling slowly this way. And they end up shipwrecked. So it was quite a number of miles. I can't give you an exact number off the tip of my head. But I'll have to look that up and I can get it to you later. 2,000-mile trip. It took a while. I'm not even sure how long it took. Because now they're like here it says that they were traveling in between those months of November through March. And because of that, there was weather and things like that. So you got to figure it took quite a long time to get there. 2,000 miles by boat. You know, it wasn't the kind of boats that we have today that are powered. So, you know, definitely took a little bit of time. And so Paul, by the Spirit, is sensing, if you will, this is going to be troublesome.
Y aquí Pablo, por medio del Espíritu Santo, estaba presentando que algo malo iba a pasar.
And so our second point here is divine promise of safety.
Y la segunda parte, promesa divina de seguridad.
And so they desire to go and travel to Phoenix, as we see there in verse 12.
Y ellos decidieron viajar hacia Phoenix, como miramos aquí.
And what we're going to see here is that it doesn't happen.
Y como miramos aquí, no sucede.
Because there is a storm at sea.
Porque hay una tormenta en el mar.
And so let's listen to this. It says, when the south wind blew gently, supposing they had obtained the necessary conditions, they weighed the anchor and sailed along the shore of Crete. But soon afterward, a tempestuous wind swept through called the Euroclydon. And when the ship was overpowered and could not head into the wind, they let her drifting under the lee of the island called Cotta. We could scarcely secure the rowboat. When they had hoisted aboard, they used ropes to undergird the ship, fearing that they might run aground at the sand of Syrtis. They let down the mast, and they were driven. We were violently tossed by the storm. The next day they threw cargo overboard. On the third day, we threw the tackle of the ship overboard with our own hands, when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small storm was upon us. All hope that we should be saved was lost. After they had long abstained from food, Paul stood in their midst and said, "Men, you should have listened to me and not have set sail from Crete, incurring this injury and loss. But now I advise you to take courage, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. And look, God has given you all those with you.' Therefore, men, take courage, for I believe God that it will be exactly as it was told to me. Nevertheless, we must be shipwrecked on a certain island." And so they end up into this horrible storm.
Ellos estuvieron viajando en esta tormenta horrible.
At first, the conditions seemed pretty good, but then just like that, it changed.
De primero, las condiciones se miraban muy bien y de repente cambiaron.
And so they began to try to lighten the ship.
Y ellos empezaron a querer hacer el bote o el barco más ligero.
And it just now, it's going crazy, as we can see.
Y ahora se está poniendo muy, muy loco.
I mean, it's so bad that all hope was lost, as you can see there in verse 20.
Se miraba muy malo de que algo iba a pasar muy mal.
It's Luke making this statement.
Y este era Lucas el que estaba haciendo esto.
He says, all hope that we should be saved was lost.
Toda la esperanza de que fuéramos salvos se ha perdido.
Now Paul stands up in the midst of this storm.
Y Pablo se levanta en medio de la tormenta.
And he tells them, we should have never left. You should have listened to me.
Y les dijo que no se, que le fueran hecho caso, que nunca fueran salido de donde ellos estaban seguros.
This prisoner, Paul.
Este prisionero, Pablo.
Is now, or has now become the captain.
Y ahora Pablo se ha hecho el capitán.
Amen.
Amen.
Now he's the one speaking even to the captains and to the officials of this ship.
Ahora Pablo es el que les está hablando a los capitanes y a todos los trabajadores del barco.
And he tells them, I'm advising you, take courage.
Ahora le estoy diciendo que tomen coraje.
No one is going to lose their life.
Que nadie iba a perder la vida.
Because an angel of the Lord stood before me.
Porque el ángel del Señor se ha parado a un lado de mí.
Of the God to whom I belong.
Al Dios que yo pertenezco.
So don't be afraid.
No tengan miedo.
Oh, it's an amazing thing to serve the Lord.
Oh, es una cosa maravillosa servir al Señor.
How God can turn circumstances around.
Cómo Dios puede tomar las circunstancias y voltearlas.
And now Paul, the prisoner who has become the captain, is speaking to all on the ship.
Y ahora este prisionero Pablo que ha tomado el puesto del capitán ahora.
The angel said, Paul, you need to stand before Caesar.
El Señor le dice a Pablo que él tenía que estar enfrente de César.
So don't worry.
No te preocupes.
You're not going to die.
No vas a morir.
And you know what?
¿Ustedes saben qué?
I'm giving you all of everybody on the ship. No one's going to die because of you.
Y hoy nadie va a morir por causa tuya.
So he says, take courage.
Toma ánimo.
Now we're headed to some rough stuff here in a moment.
Vamos a pasar por cosas bien duras por este momento.
Because in verse 26, he says, nevertheless, we must be shipwrecked on a certain island. He says again, nevertheless, we must be shipwrecked on a certain island.
Sin embargo, tendremos que encallar en alguna isla.
Isn't it interesting that the Lord says, you're going to live.
Es muy interesante cómo el Señor les dice que van a vivir.
But you're going to still be shipwrecked.
Pero de todas maneras van a chocar el barco.
Amen. Think about it. Sometimes we expect God to just shield us from pain or from who knows what's going to happen with the shipwreck.
Nosotros pensamos que todo el tiempo el Señor nos va a sacar de todas las dificultades, pero aquí les dice que van a sobrevivir, pero que van a chocar.
And so the Lord tells them, you're going to live.
Tú vas a vivir.
But you're going to be shipwrecked too.
Pero van a chocar.
Now, Paul's confidence is in the Lord.
La confianza de Pablo está en el Señor.
It reminds me of a story of John Wesley.
Me recuerda a la historia de John Wesley.
It was before his salvation experience.
Era antes de que su salvación fuera la experiencia de su salvación.
Even though he was an ordained minister with the Church of England.
Aunque él fue un hombre ordenado por la Iglesia de Inglaterra.
He had even come to America to preach the gospel to the Native Americans.
Él también viajó a Estados Unidos a proclamar la palabra a los nativos.
On the way back to his homeland, to Europe.
Cuando él regresaba a su tierra en Europa.
The ship experienced a storm.
Su barco experimentó una tormenta.
And there was a fear that gripped John Wesley. Oh no, I'm going to die.
Y llegó un temor a él pensando que él iba a morir.
The water is beating against the boat, coming into the boat.
Las tormentas, las olas estaban golpeando el barco y estaba entrando agua.
And in the midst of that craziness, he saw a group of Moravians.
Y en eso miró a un grupo de Moravians.
And they were singing hymns to God.
Y estaban cantando himnos al Señor.
And he couldn't help but notice the peace that they had.
Y él no podía olvidar cómo miraba la paz que había en ellos.
They were singing and praising the Lord in the midst of this storm.
Y ellos seguían cantando en medio de la tormenta.
And yet here's John Wesley.
Y sin embargo aquí estaba John Wesley.
Fearing for his life.
Temiendo por su vida.
And he began to wonder, what was it that these Moravians had that I didn't have?
Y estaba preguntándose qué tenían estos hombres que él no tenía.
It rocked him to his core.
Lo chocó hasta el mero adentro de su corazón.
Eventually he made it home.
Eventualmente llegó a casa.
He ended up in conversation with another Moravian.
Y luego tuvo una conversación con este otro persona.
And one day he ended up going to a church service within the Moravian church.
Y un día él fue a un servicio con esta Morania church, iglesia.
And he ended up being born again.
Y él fue salvo otra vez.
He said he felt his heart strangely warmed.
Y dice que él sintió el corazón bien caliente.
And he put his confidence in the Lord.
Y puso su confianza en el Señor.
There's something about being born again.
Hay algo en volver a nacer de nuevo.
Paul is putting his confidence in the Lord.
Pablo estaba poniendo su confianza en el Señor.
And the prisoner has become the captain.
Y el prisionero se volvió el capitán.
Now, part number two is dangers at sea and on land.
Parte número dos, peligros en el mar y en la tierra.
The first part is saved after shipwreck.
Salvados después del naufragio.
And then after that, we'll see that he was saved from a snake bite.
Y después de ahí vamos a ver que él fue salvado de una mordida de serpiente.
Let's look at the shipwreck.
Vamos a mirar aquí en el naufragio.
Now, in chapter 27, verse 27 through 44.
Hechos 27, del 27 al 44.
You'll see in verse 27, they are already in this storm for 14 days.
Miramos aquí que ellos estaban en esta tormenta por 14 días.
It says, when the 14th night came, while we were drifting in the Adriatic Sea, about midnight, the sailors supposed that they were approaching land. They took soundings and found the water to be 120 feet deep. And when they had gone a little further, they took soundings again and found it to be 90 feet deep. Fearing that they might run aground on the rocks, they dropped four anchors from the stern and prayed for day to come. When the sailors strove to abandon ship and lowered the rowboat into the sea under the pretext of lowering anchors out of the bow, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, "Unless these sailors remain in the ship, they cannot be saved." Then the soldiers cut away the ropes and the rowboat, and let her fall off. Now think about what's happening here.
Piensen lo que está pasando aquí.
There's some people in the boat that are trying to save themselves.
Hay unos que están en este barco tratando de salvarse a sí mismos.
They're trying to let down a rowboat to escape.
Ellos están tratando de bajar un bote para salvarse.
And then Paul turns around and says, "Unless you stay in the ship, you will not be saved."
Y Pablo les dice que Al menos que se queden adentro del barco, no van a poder ser salvos.
And they listened to Paul.
Y ellos escucharon a Pablo.
They cut off the boat and let it go. They didn't get on it.
Ellos cortaron el bote y lo dejaron ir.
But there's something to be said here really quick.
Hay algo que decir aquí muy rápido.
The story of Noah and Noah's ark typifies Christ.
La historia de Noé y el arca se dirigía a Jesucristo.
The only ones that would be saved would be those that would go into the ark.
Los únicos que iban a ser salvos eran los que iban a meterse al arca.
It was the only means of salvation.
Era la única forma de salvación.
The only ones that got into ark were Noah and his wife and his three sons and their wives.
Y los únicos que se metieron al bote eran Noé, su esposa, y sus tres hijos y sus esposas.
There's a subtle similarity here.
Hay alguna similitud aquí.
If those people would have gotten off that boat,
si esas personas se fueran bajado de ese barco,
even though it's destined to be shipwrecked,
aunque estaba destinado a chocar,
if they get off that boat, they would perish.
Si ellos se fueran bajado de ese bote, de ese barco, ellos iban a morir.
It's just interesting to me.
Es muy interesante
so
para
Paul pastor. Says, you get off this boat, you will not be saved.
Pablo les dijo, si ustedes se bajan de este barco, no van
so,
a ser salvos.
Moving forward, verse 33, as day was about to dawn, Paul asked them all to eat, saying, today is the 14th day that you've waited and continued without food, having eaten nothing. It's a 14-day fast, man.
Aquí había que ellos habían ayunado por 14 días.
So I urge you to eat, he says. This is for your preservation, for not a hair from your head will fall off. And when he had said this, he took some bread and gave it to God, or gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat, and they were all encouraged. And they also ate food themselves. In all were 276 persons on the ship. And when they had eaten enough, they lighted the ship and threw the wheat into the sea. And when it was day, they did not recognize the land, but they noticed a bay with a shore, into which they were determined to run the ship if possible. Casting off the anchors, they left them in the sea while loosening the ropes that secured the rudders. Then they hoisted the mainsail to the wind and made for shore. But striking a sandbar, where two seas met, they ran the ship aground. The bow stuck and remained immovable, but the stern was broken by the violent surf. The soldiers' plan was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim away and escape. But the centurion, wanting to save Paul, prevented them from their intent and ordered those who could swim to abandon the ship first and get to land, the rest on planks and on pieces of the ship. And in this way, they all escaped safely to land. It's very interesting, the whole course of events.
Es muy interesante todo este evento.
God's hand was on Paul.
La mano de Dios estaba en Pablo.
He was to stand before Caesar.
Él tenía que pararse enfrente de César.
And because it was God's will for him to go to Rome.
Y porque era el deseo de Dios que Pablo se enfrentara a César.
Paul didn't have to fear death.
Pablo no tenía que tener temor de muerte.
And because of God's mercy, he even allowed everyone else to live because of Paul.
Y por la misericordia del Señor, todos los otros sobrevivieron por medio de Pablo.
And so here we see that they end up into some unfamiliar territory.
Y miramos aquí que ellos pararon en este territorio que no era familiar.
And so this area where the ship has run aground, it's an area that they don't know.
Y aquí donde se quedó estancado este barco, era un terreno que no conocían.
Now, originally, the Roman soldiers are planning to kill all the prisoners.
Y aquí miramos también que los soldados se tenían planeado matar a los prisioneros.
But then that centurion,
pero ese centurión,
the one that Paul has found favor with,
ese que estaba favoreciendo a Pablo,
he wants to spare Paul.
Él quería salvar a Pablo.
And so in sparing Paul, the rest are spared.
Y si Pablo iba a ser salvo, el resto también iba a ser salvo.
And so they end up on this coast that's unfamiliar.
Y ellos cuando llegaron aquí a esta costa que no era familiar.
And what we see in Acts 28 verses 1 through 10.
Y cuando miramos aquí en Hechos 28 del 1 al 10.
We see Paul is saved from a snake bite.
Miramos aquí que Pablo era salvado de una mordedura de serpiente.
So they end up on this seashore.
Él llega aquí a esta isla.
And the people treat the prisoners very well.
Y la gente trataron a esta gente muy bien.
Look at chapter 28, verses 1 through 10.
Vamos a mirar aquí Hechos 28, del 1 al 10.
It says, when they had escaped, they learned that the island was called Malta. The natives showed extraordinary kindness, for they kindled a fire and welcomed us all because of the rain and the cold. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and put them in the fire, a viper, driven out by the heat, fastened on his hand. When the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, surely this man is a murderer. Though he escaped the sea, justice does not allow him to live. But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. They expected him to swell up or suddenly fall down dead, but while they waited and saw no harm fall on him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. In that area was an estate of a chief man of the island named Publius, who had welcomed us and courteously housed us for 3 days. It happened that the father of Publius lay sick with a fever and dysentery. Paul visited him and, placing his hands on him, prayed and healed him. And when this happened, the rest on the island who had diseases also came and were healed. They honored us in many ways, and when we sailed, they provided us with necessary supplies. Think about the course of events.
¿Piensan aquí en el evento de esto?
They end up on this island, and these people are treating them with kindness.
Llegaron aquí a esta isla, y los que vivían ahí en la isla los recibieron muy bien.
They end up starting a fire to warm them. It's cold, and they're wet.
Llegaron ahí, prendieron fuego para que se calentaran.
Even Paul does his part in gathering some wood for the fire.
Y Pablo también estaba juntando leña para el fuego.
But then this viper that has been stirred because of the warmth of the fire.
Pero esta serpiente que estaba ahí
ends up biting Paul on the hand.
Mordió a Pablo en la mano.
And so the islanders immediately began to reason in their minds, this guy Paul must have been a murderer.
Y los residentes de ahí esa isla miraron lo que pasó y dijeron que esta persona Pablo era malo.
Because they say justice is happening here.
Porque la justicia está pasando aquí.
He escaped the shipwreck.
Él escapó el choque del barco.
But surely because he's guilty.
Pero porque él es culpable.
This viper has bitten him.
Y esta serpiente lo ha mordido.
And so they're watching Paul.
Y están mirando a Pablo.
Really, Paul just shakes it off into the fire, right?
Pablo se sacude la mano y la serpiente cae al fuego.
And so obviously they're expecting him to swell up, get sick, fall down dead, something.
Y ellos están esperando que Pablo se empiece a inflamar y que caiga muerto.
But after a space of time, when something should have happened,
pero cuando ellos estaban esperando que algo pasara,
nothing happens to Paul.
Nada le pasó a Pablo.
Can you imagine that?
¿Pueden imaginarse eso?
Paul is unharmed by this viper.
Pablo no fue herido por esta serpiente.
Vipers are poisonous snakes.
Estas serpientes eran muy venenosas.
They look a lot like rattlesnakes.
Ellos se miran como víboras de cascabel.
They just don't have the rattler.
Ellos simplemente no tienen la cascabel.
They're not water snakes.
Ellos, esas serpientes no son del agua.
Amen. It wasn't just the bite of a garter snake or something.
No era una mordida de cualquier serpiente.
It was a viper.
Era una serpiente venenosa.
Paul is unhurt, unharmed.
Y Pablo no tuvo heridas.
And so they changed their minds.
Y cambiaron de pensamiento.
Forget it. He's not a murderer.
Olvídalo. No es un asesino.
He's a god.
Él es un dios.
I mean, what a turn of events again.
¿Cómo cambió este evento?
Now, obviously, he doesn't allow them to believe this.
Obviamente, Pablo no les permite que crean que él es un Dios.
But this chief man of the island is also showing them kindness.
Y el que mandaba ahí en la isla,
Publius is his name.
Publio.
He takes care of them in his house for 3 days.
Los cuida y los mantiene por 3 días.
And while there, they find out that Publius's dad is sick.
Y ellos se dan cuenta que el papá de Publius está enfermo.
Paul says, "Well, can I go pray for him?"
Y Pablo le dice que si él puede orar por él.
He lays his hands on him and he's healed.
Él pone su mano en el hombre y es sanado.
Then not only that, people from all over the island hear what's going on.
Y no solamente eso, la gente de alrededor oye todo lo que está pasando.
They come and Paul prays for them and they're all healed.
Ellos vienen, Pablo empieza a orar y todos están sanados.
You know, I stay wondering, what are those Roman centurions and guards thinking?
El pastor se pone a pensar, ¿qué es lo que están pensando todos estos soldados?
We've got Paul in chains as a prisoner.
Tenemos a Pablo en cadenas como prisionero.
He's the one telling us that we're going to be saved from shipwreck.
Él es el que nos está diciendo que vamos a ser salvos de este choque en el barco.
A viper bites him and he's unharmed.
Esta serpiente lo muerde y no le pasa nada.
He prays for the chief and he's healed.
Él ora por este líder y está sanado.
And people from the island are healed in the power and in the name of Jesus.
Y toda esta gente está sanada por el nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
I'm sure that these Romans are getting convicted by the Holy Spirit.
Estoy seguro de que estos soldados están haciendo están teniendo convicciones.
They're seeing the power of God through the ministry of Paul.
Están mirando el poder de Dios por medio de Pablo.
Amen.
Amen.
God can turn our circumstances around for His glory.
Dios puede dar vuelta a las circunstancias para su gloria.
Through all of this, Paul is still in chains.
Y tú, cuando esto está pasando, Pablo todavía sigue en cadenas.
He's still a prisoner.
Él todavía sigue siendo prisionero.
But God is being glorified, isn't He?
Pero Dios sigue siendo glorificado.
I don't know what circumstances you're in.
No sé qué circunstancias tengas tú.
But God can bring glory to His name through your life
Pero
and
Dios
through what
puede,
you're going through.
Dios puede traer gloria a su nombre por las cosas que tú estás pasando.
Now, part number 3 is preaching under Roman guard.
Parte número 3, predicando bajo la guardia romana.
And so first we see salvation for the Jews.
Aquí primero miramos salvación para los judíos.
Now here what we're going to see is Paul eventually makes it to Rome.
Y aquí lo que vamos a ver es que Pablo llega a Roma.
And those from Malta help them along their way and they eventually get there.
Y usualmente las personas lo ayudaron para que pudiera llegar ahí.
And so Paul begins to minister to those there in Rome.
Y Pablo empieza a ministeriar a la gente que está ahí en Roma.
Look at verses 11 through 24.
Vamos a Hechos 28, del 11 al 24.
It says, after 3 months we sailed in an Alexandrian ship whose figurehead was the twin brothers, which had wintered at the island. Landing at Syracuse, we waited there for 3 days. From there we circled around and sailed to Rhegium. And on one day the south wind blew, and the next day we arrived at Puteoli. There we found brothers that were invited to remain and were invited to remain with them for 7 days. And so we went to Rome. From there, when the brothers heard of us, they traveled as far as the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns to meet us. And when Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage. When we arrived at Rome, the centurion handed the prisoners over to the captain of the guard, but Paul was allowed to remain by himself with the soldiers who guarded him. Remember, God is favoring Paul.
Recuerden que Dios está a favor de Pablo.
After 3 days, Paul called the leaders of the Jews together, and when they assembled, he said to them, brothers, having done nothing contrary to our people or the customs of our fathers, I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. When they had examined me, they were determined to release me because there was no charge against me deserving death. But when the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar. Not that I had any charge to bring against my nation. For this reason, I have asked to see you and speak with you, because I am bound with this chain for the hope of Israel. They said to him, "We've not received any letters from Judea concerning you, and none of the brothers that have come have reported or spoken any evil of you. But we think it's proper to hear from you what you think. For concerning this sect," talking about Christianity, "we know that it is spoken against everywhere." When they had arranged a day to be with him, many came to him at his residence. From morning until evening, he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God to them, persuading them concerning Jesus, both from the law of Moses and the prophets. Some believed what was said, but some did not believe. And so here we see Paul has finally made it to Rome.
Y aquí miramos que Pablo finalmente llegó a Roma.
He's staying in this hired house, this rented house between soldiers.
Y miramos aquí que él está otra vez rentando esta casa.
Even though he's bound by chains,
aunque él está encadenado,
he does have some freedom to welcome guests into this house.
Él tiene libertad para recibir visitantes.
And so Jews from the area hear that Paul is there.
Judíos de la área se dan cuenta de que Pablo está ahí.
And so Paul welcomes them into his residence.
Y Pablo les da la bienvenida donde está él.
And he begins to tell them the reason why he's there.
Y él les empieza a decir la razón de por qué está ahí.
And he says that they're in Jerusalem, they accused me, but I did nothing wrong against our nation or even our law.
Les empieza a decir que allá en Jerusalén lo acusaron de cosas que no eran ciertas por la ley y todo lo demás.
And then he says, "But when the Jews objected to me, I had to appeal to Caesar."
Pero cuando los judíos se negaron, él tuvo que apelar a César.
I like the way he says it in verse 20.
Como lo dijo aquí en el versículo 20.
He says, "I'm bound with this chain for the hope of Israel."
Que estoy atado en estas cadenas por la esperanza de Israel.
The hope of Israel is Jesus Christ. Amen.
La esperanza de Israel es el Señor Jesucristo.
And so they begin to say, "We've not heard anything about you."
No hemos oído nada de ti.
They've told us nothing about what has happened there in Jerusalem.
No nos han dicho que haya pasado algo ahí en Jerusalén.
Even people that have come from Jerusalem to us haven't said anything.
Y sin embargo, gente que ha venido de Jerusalén no nos ha dicho nada.
But they do say this. They said, "It's important for us, or we think it's right to hear from you."
Pero si dicen algo que es muy importante para que tú nos digas lo que tú piensas.
So that gives Paul the opportunity to share what the gospel and everything that he's doing with these Jews.
So Pablo tiene la oportunidad de decir lo que a estos judíos necesitan oír.
And so in verse 23, it says he did this morning until night.
Y aquí en el versículo 23 dice que él hizo esto de la mañana hasta la noche.
Paul knew his Bible, didn't he? Paul knew his Bible.
Pablo sabía su Biblia.
He was cracking open that Old Testament with his fellow Jews.
Él está hablando el Nuevo Testamento con sus amigos judíos.
Sharing with them the kingdom of God.
Y él estaba predicando el reinado de Dios.
And he does this from the law of Moses.
Y lo hace con la ley de Moisés.
That's the first five books of the Bible.
Esos son los primeros cinco libros de la Biblia.
As well as the prophets.
Igual que los profetas.
And some believe, some don't.
Algunos creen y otros no.
But he's sharing with them that salvation is for the Jews.
Y él les está diciendo que la salvación es de los judíos.
Now, lastly, he begins to talk to them about the fact salvation is also for the Gentiles.
Y también les está diciendo que la salvación también es de los gentiles.
And so look at these last verses, 25 through 31.
Vamos aquí en Hechos 28, del 25 al 31.
Being in disagreement with one another, they were dismissed after Paul had said one word. The Holy Spirit accurately spoke to our fathers through Isaiah the prophet, saying, "Go to this people and say, 'You shall certainly hear, but never understand. You shall certainly see, but never perceive. For the heart of this people has grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and they have closed their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. Therefore, Paul continues, let it be known to you that salvation, the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and disputed greatly among themselves. Paul remained 2 whole years in that rented house. He welcomed all who came to him boldly and freely, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ. What we see here is Paul's commitment to the gospel.
Y lo que miramos aquí es que el Pablo ha tenido el pacto con la el evangelio.
And it's really sad that when the Jews are hearing that the gospel is going to the Gentiles.
Say that again.
That it's something how the Jews, when they hear the gospel, is going to the Gentiles.
Y aquí cuando los judíos oyen que la palabra va, está yendo a los gentiles.
That they close up, they just shut down.
Ellos se cerraron.
Now it's not everyone.
No son todos.
But this is the same thing that got Paul to be a prisoner.
Y esto es de esta forma, es por eso que Pablo se hizo prisionero.
And Paul is saying, there's a blindness over your eyes.
Y Pablo les dice que hay una ceguera en sus ojos.
You see, but you don't see.
Ustedes ven, pero no ven.
You hear, but you can't hear.
Ustedes oyen, pero no pueden oír.
You're not understanding the will of God for humanity.
No están entendiendo la... la ley del Señor por la humanidad.
And so when they hear Paul talk about the Gentiles, they get frustrated.
Y cuando ellos están oyendo la palabra de Paul, se frustran.
But he stays there for 2 years.
Y ahí se queda por 2 años.
And that whole time he's welcoming people to share the kingdom of God with them.
Y eso, por medio de esos 2 años, él sigue recibiendo gente.
Amen.
Amen.
We should share the kingdom of God with people now that we're free.
Debemos nosotros de seguir a compartir la palabra con todas las personas.
God forbid one day we can't do it freely.
Que Dios no quiera que un día lo podamos hacer gratuitamente.
But even then we pray for the favor of God.
Pero cuando eso suceda, también tú ora por el favor del Dios.
And we continue sharing the gospel.
Y nosotros podamos seguir compartiendo la palabra.
Let's go ahead and finish this off with the ministry in action.
Vamos a acabar esto con el ministerio en acción.
Trust God to be with you in all of your storms, both to protect you and to demonstrate His grace and power to those who do not yet know Him.
Parte número uno, confíe que Dios esté presente en las tormentas para mostrar su protección y su gracia a aquellos que todavía no lo conocen.
Secondly, ask God to lead you to others who are going through a storm, whether believers or unbelievers.
Número dos, pide a Dios que lo siga, que lo guíe a otros que están enfrentando una tormenta, sean creyentes o no.
And then lastly, build your faith by memorizing scripture verses about God's love and care for His people.
Número tres, fortalezca su fe memorizándose versículos de las escrituras sobre el amor y el cuidado de Dios por su pueblo.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
And so next week we're going to go into a new series, a new unit.
La otra semana vamos a ir a otra lección.
And it's going to be about the life and writings of Solomon.
Y va a ser la vida y los escritos de Salomón.
And so we look forward to that. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, for your faithfulness. Lord, we thank you for, Lord, giving us an understanding of Paul's, Lord, journey to Rome. We pray that you would give us the faith, Lord God, to believe that you are with us through our storms. Lord, we trust in you, that, Lord, you're faithful. And so minister to the hearts of your people, no matter what kind of storm they're currently in, that, Lord, you are with them and you will receive glory, Lord, through, Lord God, what they're going through. Touch them, encourage, Bless your people, we pray. And Lord, bless the remainder of our service. In Jesus' name, amen.